You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise!
Good morning, buddy. Welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JB, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Man, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Happy Monday, everybody. We're going to dive right in. And I want to talk about something from the Kung Fu Panda, which is one of my favorite quotes. And it says, the past is the past. The future is the future. Today is the present. That's why they call it a gift. Now, when I heard that, and I have been studying, you know, subconscious mind programming for a very, 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 very long time, almost 17 years. Well, not at that point. I don't remember when I saw the movie, but it really hit me. The past is a past. The future is the future. Today is a present. That's why they call it a gift. Really think about that for just a moment. The past is used for depression to keep you trapped in cycles. The future is used for anxiety. And the present moment is causing all of that. So if you are here in this present moment and you're constantly repeating the thing that happened to you in the past that you don't have a time machine, you can't go backwards in time and fix, and you're constantly repeating that every time you run into a friend or family member, they say, how you doing? Oh, I got in my accident back in 1999 and da, da, da. And you're attaching to these old identities, which continue to perpetuate into the future because every time you talk about it, your brain has no idea. This is wild, whether it's real or fake. Think about that. It doesn't see the physical reality. It only embodies and perpetuates what you say and what you feel and what you embody in that moment. And so if we know that, that if you keep repeating that within that moment, it's going to continue to be your future. So if we pause for just a moment and say, wow, holy cow. So the way that we feel today right now about our current situation, about our life and about our future is just going to repeat itself. So why wouldn't we reframe the mind on how we feel today? Now, there's a lot that goes into this, right? So say you're sitting there right now and your bank account is almost at zero, right? And you're not in the shape that you want to be in, or you're not in the relationship you want to be in, or your business isn't going as well as it should. Well, think about that. All those things were caused from the actions and the feelings and the vibrations from the past and the seeds that you planted and the ground that you tilled, and you bear that crop. So knowing that, it's going to take some time. So your current situation needs to be rewired on how you feel about it now, and then you have to plant the seeds, till the ground, but you have to hold on to that for a long enough period of time for the crop to come. You can't just plant the seed and then just hope that by tomorrow your life will improve. You plant the seed today, and then the next day you try to feel the same way. Not try, you do feel the same way. And then the next day you feel the same way. And then you start doing physical things, because faith without works is foolish. You start doing physical things within your current physical reality to till the ground and do what you can, and then let the sun and the earth and the moon and God do all of its thing and allow you to embody the things that you deserve. So remember, the past is a past. The future is a future. Today is the present. That's why they call it a gift. Today is a gift for you. Today is a gift for you to change the way that you feel. And once you change the way that you feel, do things that make you feel good. And once you do things that make you feel good, based on the way that you want to feel in the future, reverse engineer that and do the activities that are going to get you to that feeling. Okay? So as we move forward this week, this week is going to be a lot about subconscious mind programming, the mind, how I reframe my mind, how I got back on track, how when I fall off, I bring myself back in, and understanding that, guys, you can do this. Trust me, money is just a feeling. It's just a vibration. It's just a feeling. It's just a vibration. And why am I qualified to talk about this? Because you guys have taken you through the whole journey. And now I'm living financial freedom, spiritual freedom, and mental freedom. But it's not the fact that, how do I explain this? I want to explain this in a way where it doesn't sound offensive. It's not the fact that, yeah, that's what I want to say. It's not offensive that I'm not, it's not that I'm better than you. My thing is that you can do this. You can do this. That's the whole thing I'm trying to express to people. That's why I've been so brutally honest, because we're comparing ourselves. I guess that wasn't offensive at all. I don't know why my brain even thought that. But what we're doing is we're comparing ourselves to people's highlight reels on social. If that person is truly successful, which I choose to believe that they are, if they're posting that type of stuff, there's a big process that they went through. And you just have to go through that process. So right now in this present moment, how do you feel? How do you truly feel about yourself? How do you see yourself? And what do you want for your future? Once you figure out what you want for your future, connect to that feeling, change the way that you feel now, do the actions that'll put you in the highest level frequency, and get to work. Warriors, rise, get your shit together. Let's go.